Hey, everybody. I am so excited to introduce this episode's guest to you, my friend Doyle. And I am so lucky to call him friend. I hope that's okay with him. He has such a great story. He was born in England and raised in Ireland. And then, as you'll hear in this episode, moved to the States. Doyle has done a little bit of everything. He's been a summer camp director. He's a podcast producer, chorus singer, educator, as well as parent. And amazing, he's also a lifelong fan of science fiction. So, you know, right there, we're besties. I can't even tell you. Anyway, he has some great stories near the end of this episode. If you choose to listen to the longer form of the interview, all about ghosties and paranormal encounters. I love these kinds of stories. But what I like most about Doyle is that he believes that stories can connect us, heal us, and help us make sense of the unexpected. Besties again. So yeah, here's my interview with the seriously cool and sublimely intelligent Doyle.
The stuff that gets into the realm of darker stuff is I have heard mimicking in the sense that my sons have been here. I've heard them call me, and then I've gone to the room and they've insisted they didn't call me. And then one time I heard my son call me and he wasn't here. Well, okay. So the first story that came to, I went to a conference recently, and one thing they talked about is, you know, when people are asking you a question and you're thinking about your answer, formulating so you can answer. But what it's also important to just listen to the person. And then when it's time to talk, the first thing that your brain's going to throw up the first thing. Because the first thing that my brain threw up is when my son Aiden was born, and I remember taking, so he came out of his mom, and it was really, you know, I was there in the birth room, of course, and his head came out and they pushed his head up and he started screaming, and it was, and then they took him over to the table and they put him down on the table, and I came over and he was crying. And I said, "Hi, Aiden," totally stopped crying, total silence. And it was such a magical spiritual bonding experience of he saw me, he knew who I was, I made him feel safe. Oh. And it was so amazing. It was such an amazing thing. And wow. My other son did that too when he came out. So it's like I must have a deep voice and they heard me when they were in there, and they but I mean, experiences, I don't know if when you're saying spiritual, I kind of read that as uplifting. I've had some paranormal experiences in my house and in my life too.
Hear those?
Yes. So you're speaking to me right now. This is my house, and the room that I'm in is my bedroom, right? And this room is, my house is haunted, and I'm a science guy. So you see it, by the way, if you see anybody walking back there, I'm totally home alone. So I don't know. My house is an old house from the 50s. It's a farmhouse. There's some conversion. There's three confirmed deaths have happened in the house. One person died right here, like where I put my hand. The bed used to be oriented that way, but it's oriented that way now. And one person died in this room. And a little girl died in the house, I believe, and another person died in the back. And when I got my divorce, suddenly I was here alone in my house, right? And I would hear things. My house it's a raised, it's wood flooring. It's very difficult to sneak around my house, right? So at night I sleep with my head on the wrong side of the bed because I want my head to be under the fan. And I keep the door open because my dogs are going in and out. And I'd hear footsteps coming down the hallway. And then I heard one time I woke up and my dog was halfway out the door with her butt wagging like she was meeting a new person. And then the stuff that gets into the realm of darker stuff is I have heard mimicking in the sense that when my sons have been here, I've heard them call me, and then I've gone to the room and they've insisted they didn't call me. And then one time I heard my son call me and he wasn't here. And then, of course, I was a little concerned, like, okay, do I have some schizophrenia? Is there something going? I'm hearing voices, right? But then one day my oldest son and I were in the kitchen and we both heard a man's cough. And then, so that was to get our attention. There's nobody else here. And then we heard my youngest son say, hey, dad, come back here. We both heard it. And so the reason I said it's dark, because if you look up the studies about this, mimicking and bad smells are considered darker stuff. It's not, you know, so I've had ghost shows have been out of my house. There was a movie filmed at my house, a ghost movie called Ghost Hunt was filmed here. And they used some of the investigation equipment. I used to be part of an investigation group called, so I invited a group of investigators to come to my house, and they found what they thought was a girl. And we have a photograph of a, like the top of a door, like a character, like peeking down from the top of a door. We have a full body apparition upstairs walking past the camera. And I was on two ghost shows. Where ghost shows came out, the film here and the movie. So it's been quiet the last few years. And I think the reason it's quiet is because I keep lights on at night, not inside lights, but my outdoor lights, they're LEDs. So I leave them on. I've got LED lights that are on throughout the house all night. So it's a little brighter at night. So I think that has helped, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. It's not something that feels dangerous. And, but I know that me and my son experienced a disembodied voice of someone who wasn't there. So it wasn't something, of course, whenever people tell ghost stories, I'm just telling you this ghost story, I could be lying, right?
Yeah.
But I know what I experienced, and he knows, and he's a total skeptic. He's a total skeptic. He thinks it's total crap, but he heard it and he confirmed he heard his brother calling. Yeah. So,
let me ask you, you know, with your scientific bent, you know, with the mind that is interested in math, and but also your extensive conversations with so many people on your podcast, what do you think is happening there? Like, what do you think these entities are? Are they caught? Are they stuck? What is your feeling?
Well, I think there is a mixture of a few things. We don't understand the universe, for one. We don't, lots of parts of the universe. I think that our bodies recycle and recreate things. And I think the way our bodies work is an indicator of how the universe works. So I think it's possible that the universe recycles spirits and the spirits that are caught. But I think also there's study. This is getting into a little bit more math stuff. And I did a show about it on my podcast. There's a study about quantum physics and the continuation of life, right? How people can exist in a quantum state after death, right? And there's studies about, you know, there could actually be life after death in this different state of existence that we can't really comprehend now, which we'll probably comprehend after death. But I do believe that a lot of people, our consciousness continues in some form after death. And I think also, you know, I think a lot of, we don't know, this is an old building, right? What materials went into this building? You know, maybe there's some kind of like atmospheric reaction to what's in the buildings that has recorded things. You know, we have a tape recorder, it's a little tape, right? It's just chemicals and things put together that we realize if they're put together in this form, they'll record things. So maybe there's other elements and temperatures and stuff in houses that record things, right? So it could be something like that. But I think the most interesting one, I think, is the quantum. You should read about a quantum life after death and quantum physics. We did a show about it maybe two seasons ago. It's a very popular show. So we did another one, and it does a lot of writing about it, a lot of research. So I think the point is we don't understand a lot of what's going on. I refuse to to believe that the universe created this being that has intelligence and a spirit just to exist for 80 years and then just fitter out into the ground, right? I think the universe is developing this spirit for something. There's a purpose to our spirit, right? And it's creating it. And so it's going to, you know, it's going to continue that spirit on in some other form, maybe reincarnation, maybe a different form of existence, right? But so I think, yeah, was that a convoluted answer?
No. It just brought up so much for me. You know, I read through threads. I don't participate very much, but every once in a while I get dropped into a conversation where, you know, a mother will say, hey, you know, my kid said this the other day and I can't wrap my head around it. Has anyone else had anything? And then you just, all these people respond. And here's an example of what I'm talking about is, you know, the initial poster will say, you know, when my daughter was three, apropos of nothing, in the middle of nowhere, we were sitting at the breakfast table and she said, oh my gosh, it's so fun to be the one that doesn't have to make the breakfast now. Remember when I made breakfast for you every day? And then we'll just drop it. And the mom's like, what?
That's funny. I've experienced something like that. Now that you made me remember it, I was in Amsterdam a few years ago and I was walking down the street and there was this weird, not deja vu feeling, but this weird, you know, I think there's a thing in Welsh language called hereth, and it's like homesick for a place you've never been.
Yeah.
And I said, there was an alley here. And I said, guys, wait a second. I got to go down here because just around the corner, there's a little house with a trellis over the door. And it was number 10. And I used to be a red door. And I walked down, and this first time in Amsterdam, first time I'd ever walked in through. And we walked down the alley and there was just right as I described, there was a door, number 10. And it was red. It was still red. And it had the trellis exactly the way I had described it. And so I think there's sometimes we do get glimpses of past lives, or because reincarnation sounds like the most scientifically likely thing, right? That energy is built and created, then we're going to use that same energy again for another creature. That makes sense to me.
Well, it's very efficient, right? And because energy is neither created nor destroyed, it follows one of the laws of thermodynamics. But also, I've always said, you know, my mother was an avid gardener and I would help her and she'd say, okay, we're putting the annuals over here. And, you know, years and years ago, I thought, oh my gosh, are we annuals or perennials? I was always thinking about that. And then I thought, you know what? I mean, I think we're perennials because the universe or that benevolent force or whatever you want to call it doesn't waste anything.
Well, and yeah, so, even plants. Plants can be, you could take a plant and create a whole new plant from it. So, I mean, I think this body is not me. We're driving it. We're inside this body, right? This isn't who I am. This is the vessel I'm in right now. And I think it would be, So, I mean, as you get older, people get afraid of death and stuff. And I mean, sometimes you get a little anxious, of course, but also I truly, truly believe there's something afterwards. So it's okay. And if there isn't, it doesn't matter because I won't care. So.
Love the episodes that come with a ghostie or two. When Doyle told me what his stories were going to be about, I was kind of excited. You know, he does, in fact, himself have the most incredible podcast, and he talked about it a little bit earlier in the episode, but I want to make sure that you all do not miss it.
He is the host of Spirit Talk Show, Bedtime Stories for Grownups. And I was lucky enough to be on the show. We had the best time. All three of us, Doyle, Howie, and I, we just had the best time. So I was really honored when Doyle said yes to coming on my show because, yeah, our rapport was so fabulous. I knew I wanted to connect with him again. There's going to be incredible, incredible fun links in the episode show notes, so you can check out Doyle and all the cool stuff he's doing in the world. Find out a little bit more about this insanely cool human being. I want to thank him for coming on the show, and I want to thank him for being so open to telling his spooky stories. You know what I'm going to say now. Ratings and reviews are where it's at. So if you feel like you'd like to leave a rating or write a review, well, then we're besties as well. Those ratings and reviews help other people find the podcast, and they make me really, really grateful for how kind you are in choosing to do either. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Doyle. Be cool. Be chill. Be into sci-fi. Be into ghosts. And don't be afraid of those ghosts. I thought it was really remarkable that Doyle was like, yeah, the house has a few ghosts. And I thought to myself, I would have run away screaming. But apparently, Doyle is made of sterner stuff. So be like Doyle and do not be fazed. Be super cool, no matter what you encounter. I mean, I think that's a great prescription for life and maybe might help us navigate the turbulent waters we might find ourselves in. So be like Doyle and be cool and let nothing, and I mean nothing, faze you.